You're listening to Tassie Encounters Moments on Faith FM, and we're coming to you from Tasmania, right across Australia. Each weekday at 9 a.m, you can hear what the Bible says about past, current and future events. You can learn how to study the Bible more effectively. You can get to know who God is, why we're here and where we're going. And you can experience personal encounters with Jesus. I'm your host, Jason Cook. And Janelle Voss is back with us today on Tassie Encounters Moments as we continue exploring the topic this week of Bible reading. Welcome, Janelle.
Thank you, Jason. Good to be here.
I'm trying to remember earlier on in the week and on our Monday program, did we answer the question as to why it's important to read the Bible? I think we sort of did, but I'm not sure that we explicitly did.
Right. Okay.
Do you want to give us a sentence on why should we read the Bible?
Okay. Reading the Bible the way that we're talking about doing it, so reading to grow closer to Jesus, that in itself is the goal.
Yeah.
But it is the thing that connects us to the source of our strength and our protection, our joy. So it's forming a connection between us and God. It's
to closen our relationship.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Well, have you ever tried to read the Bible? Maybe you've had some challenges or maybe you've had some blessings. Share with us on 0488 880 891. We'd love to hear from you this week. Janelle, this week we're going to be looking at more in the book of Luke.
Yes.
I believe you've picked out a little passage for us to continue this methodology, I guess, of doing some Bible study. And I think we've got the same points today. And if you missed writing them down, those points are: we start with a prayer sandwich, so we begin and end with a prayer. We ask ourselves the question after we've read the passage, what stands out? And then second question, what does this show me about God? Third question, what is this trying to teach me? And the fourth question, how will I respond?
Yes, and I didn't say yesterday, but I call this the exploration Bible reading.
Cool.
And I only say that because the one we're doing tomorrow I call a relational Bible reading, and you might like to have that so you can tell the difference.
Yeah, similar but different questions.
Yeah, yes. So as you said, we're doing a passage in Luke 18 again today, and partly this is just interesting for us to learn more about the Bible passage, but mostly this week what we're trying to do is practice the skills of Bible reading. Mm. So we're going to do exactly the same thing today as yesterday, which means we will start with a prayer sandwich. So, Jason, I'm going to get you to do that one.
Awesome. Heavenly Father, we're about to open your word and read your word. Please guide us. Give your Holy Spirit to us to understand it and to take something away today so that we can apply it to our lives. In your name, amen.
Amen. Okay, so we're reading Luke chapter 18, verses 18 to 30. So I'm going to get you to read that in the New Living Translation. But what I will say, we use the New Living Translation, well, I've chosen that because I find it easy to read.
Same here.
But you can actually use any translation you like, and the best translation is the one that you will most likely read.
Absolutely.
But you might like to try different translations to compare. That can be interesting too. But
sure,
choose the translation you like best. But for us in here this week, it is the New Living Translation.
And this is titled The Rich Man. He was also a religious leader, as it says. So once a religious leader asked Jesus this question: "Good teacher, what should I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus asked him. "Only God is truly good. But to answer your question, you know the commandments. You must not commit adultery. You must not murder. You must not steal. You must not testify falsely. Honor your father and mother." The man replied, "I've obeyed all these commandments since I was young." When Jesus heard his answer, he said, "There is still one thing you haven't done. Sell all your possessions and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." But when the man heard this, he became very sad, for he was very rich. When Jesus saw this, he said, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. In fact, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." Those who heard this said, "Then who in the world can be saved?" He replied, "What is impossible for people is possible with God." Peter said, "We left our homes to follow you." "Yes," Jesus replied, "and I assure you that everyone who has given up house or wife or brothers and or parents and children or children for the sake of the kingdom of God will be repaid many times over in this life and will have eternal life in the world to come."
Okay.
It's a fair bit in this.
There is. And what's important for us to understand when we're doing this at home is we're not trying to understand absolutely everything the passage says.
We can read it again on another day and get more out of it.
Exactly. You might choose to read it over several days or you might choose to move on. Either is fine. Today we're just going to find the one thing that Jason gets out of this.
Oh, I was going to.
It's going to be all on you today.
I was going to propose the opposite today because I answered the questions yesterday.
Well, maybe we can talk about that for tomorrow. Okay, so the first question, what stands out?
Well, the first thing that stands out is that he called Jesus good teacher and Jesus responded, "Why do you call me good? Only God is truly good." So, There's something in that, I think, for us to learn.
Okay. So you were intrigued by that?
I'm intrigued by that.
Okay.
I think one of the key things here is that ultimately the man thought he'd done everything he needed to do. Well, you know, he'd kept all the commandments. Mm. And then Jesus added one thing. He really got to the heart of the matter here when he said, "Hey, you're a rich man." And basically what he was saying, I think, in the subtext was, "You've let your riches get in the way of your relationship with God.
Yeah,
you need to sell those things. You need to get rid of them. Okay. Come follow me. Come close to me."
Yeah.
And he was very sad because he was very rich.
Yes. Mm. Okay, so what does this show you about Jesus?
Well, I think it shows me that a couple of things are important, that God does want us to follow his commandments. I think that because Jesus didn't say, "Oh, don't worry about the commandments." He said, you know, keep the commandments.
Mm.
But more than that, it's not just keeping commandments. It's about a relationship with God and finding anything that gets in the way of that relationship and doing what's necessary to get rid of that thing that's blocking us. So I didn't really answer that question very well, did I, in terms of what does it say about God? I think God wants to have that close relationship again, I think, is what it's saying.
Yeah. And can I just say that these questions, they are just points to get you started.
Mm.
So if you start to answer a question and you go somewhere else with it, wonderful, you know.
Mm.
Don't feel locked into having to answer the questions exactly. They're just a starting place. Okay, so what it shows you about Jesus is that he wants to have that relationship with us. What do you think it's trying to teach us?
I think I answered that in my last one.
Which is fine.
Which is that he wants us to look at our lives and see what is getting in the way of our relationship with him and do what's necessary to remove those things because he wants a close relationship. He wants us to come follow him. He wants us to walk beside him.
Yeah.
And whatever is in the way is the thing that he's asking us to let go of.
Yeah. So this is going to then bring us to a really interesting place with the last question. So I'm very glad we got you to answer the questions today because the last question is, how will I respond? And before you answer that, I just want to point out sometimes when we go through this process, the thing that God speaks to us about can be really quite challenging.
Mm.
And like the rich young man, we have to make a decision as to whether we're going to let that sink in and change something in our life or not. So based on what you feel this passage is teaching, this question becomes very interesting. How will you respond?
Okay. I think when we recognize this type of passage can make us think about what is it that's getting in the way?
Mm.
What is it that's hindering my relationship with God? And I think when we discover that, then we've got the big challenge to let go of that. Mm. And I don't think that's going to necessarily be an easy thing to do.
Yeah.
And so for me, the way I think I need to respond is to pray more, mm. to say, hey, God, you've revealed this thing,
yeah.
and it's clearly getting in the way of my relationship. I don't want that. I want to have a close relationship with you. God, help me let go of it.
Yeah.
I can't do it on my own.
Yeah.
I need your help to let go of this thing that's getting in the way.
Yeah.
And I think God has promised that he will give his spirit to, there's a verse, I can't remember, I'll look it up, that says he gives us the will and the power to do his goodwill.
Yeah.
So I think that's something we can pray for. Give me the will and the power to do what is necessary to have that close relationship with you.
Yeah, that's a beautiful, honest answer. Just as a word of encouragement, the thing that I noticed in the Bible story was that the man made a decision.
Mm.
The decision made him sad. So he made the decision to choose riches.
Well, he would have said that what Jesus said made him sad.
Yeah, that decision made him sad. So I think the opposite is true too, and sometimes good for us to remember, whilst the decision might be hard, what God is calling us to will ultimately be more for our happiness and our well-being.
And it says it at the end of this passage, it says, for the sake of the kingdom of God, you'll be repaid many times over in this life and will have eternal life.
Yeah.
So he's saying there is good to come
if
you can let go of what's necessary.
Absolutely. Okay, so I'm going to finish with a little prayer as part of our prayer sandwich. Father God, thank you for this story. Although it challenges us, we know that you are calling us to something better. And when you ask us to what feels like sacrifice something, we're not letting go of something good. We're just simply opening the path for something better. And we just ask you to help us see which things are keeping us away from you. Give us the courage and the strength to let go of those things and embrace you and what you offer instead. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our book offer is coming up, so stay tuned.
This program is made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.
Step Beyond, How to Find Happiness by Ellen G. White. Discover Jesus and learn how to grow in your faith in him. In just 13 short chapters, you'll discover the steps to finding a forever friendship with Jesus. You'll read about his love for you, repentance, faith and acceptance, growing like him, the privilege of prayer, what to do with doubt, and how to spend your days rejoicing in your best friend, Jesus. That's our book offer this week. Text us in TEM51 to 0488 880891. That's TEM51. Text it in to 0488 880891. May you encounter Jesus more today and each day. And join us again tomorrow as we talk about a blind beggar and we learn how to do a slightly different version of Bible study. This is Everything Is Possible by Scripture Lullabies.
There's a mountain in my way, far too high for me to scale. I can't do this on my own. It seems impossible. Anything is possible. all things possible. So when it feels like hope is gone, you'll be my strength, you'll be my song, and I won't let go of the promise that we're
This program has been made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.